Hey guys, welcome back to the Sunny Street Podcast. I'm Tati.
And I'm Jess.
And today, I am hyper today.
I think, yeah, you're going sicko mode.
I'm going like, boop, 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 bouncing off of each wall right now.
We just got out of class because we're filming during our lunch period today. And like, we both left our calls, our Zoom calls.
And we just booked it. We said, woo!
We're like, we have a lot of energy right now. Let's go film.
Yeah.
So, record.
Record. So sorry if you hear my stomach grumbling. She's a little hungry. Let's name her Patricia.
Patricia's a
little hungry right now.
We're gonna have some Caesar salad though.
Shout out to Jamie. My mom. She got a Caesar salad.
Was it from?
I don't know, but we're supposed to eat it yesterday, but we made pizza instead.
We made pizza. Was so good. It was like the thin crust and cheese, pepperoni, just regular pepperoni. We devoured it.
Chocolate vanilla swirl, cookie crunch, please. Might have heard the wire right now. Because Jess just tried to karate chop me, but it's okay.
And I hit the wire. But we literally ate two whole pizzas yesterday.
With the help of John and your mom.
My brother and my mom.
We probably had most of
it. If you think about like pizza, like you think like a thick piece, but these are super thin. They were the thin crust.
They were thin.
It's easier to eat more.
We're good.
We also, while we're talking about food, last night, there's this little restaurant near my house, and it's called Banny's El Loco, and it's been around for a really long time. Like, it used to be the cool hangout after, it's right by a high school near us, so, they're actually closing down. So when we saw it was posted on Facebook, my aunt sent it to me, and we were like, we need to go to El Loco one last time. So that's what we had for dinner last night, and it was packed.
It was packed, yeah, but it probably took 40 minutes. It wasn't that long.
I'm surprised they were... Tati and I normally get a bean and cheese burrito kids meal, but...
Yes, it is plain, but it hits different there.
Yeah.
Something about it. Those beans are...
Those beans are
so delicious.
But they were out of kids meals yesterday, so we
Which asked, made no sense because they still had bean and cheese burritos.
And fries on a drink.
But it's okay, because I still finished it full size anyways.
We also got taquitos, though.
Those were good.
I think we're hungry. This is why we're talking about food.
Food. The guacamole was really good, too.
The guacamole was good.
And the cheese.
It was melted nicely. They normally don't melt their cheese that much. That's why.
Mine wasn't that melted, and I kind of like the cold cheese on top. It was like, you bite into it, and it's just like,
Okay, let's talk about the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah!
We were watching the Dodger game last night while...
How about that 11-run inning, baby?
Yeah, that's crazy. What was the final score? 15-3?
Yeah,
because they scored once in the third and twice in the ninth.
Dang, yep. Shout out to our lady, Alana Rizzo. I think she went on a run yesterday morning.
Yeah, she did.
And her superstition on her Instagram said that she's going on another run today. Because it worked.
That's good.
That is good, yeah. My goodness. I'm just like, woo, I'm going everywhere right now. I'm like, my mind is like, boop, 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 boop.
But yeah, the Dodgers took a dub.
It's almost like I drank coffee this morning. All I've had today was fruit punch.
I've had a bagel, fruit punch.
Tropical juice.
Tropical juice.
Minute Maid tropical juice.
What about that one? Caesar
Your
salad.
Fan is making me cold. But it's okay.
It's okay.
Your remote isn't around, huh?
It's in that basket over there on my desk. Right there.
Yeah. Too far.
Anyway, this week has been better than last week.
And I think it's that student survey that they sent us.
Yeah.
Because I put my 2 cents in.
You think? I'm going to turn this fan off. But
are you cold?
Yeah, I'm getting cold.
Dang, that's a first, guys. Jess likes it like an iceberg. That's crazy.
There we go. I turned my fan off. But yes, this week has been much better. I think I've been able to focus a little bit more. I'm not behind on any assignments, actually.
Okay.
So I caught up on that. But
it's been all right for me. It was all good up until last night. I had homework in every single class, and I had to study for my AP GoPro class test today. which I did pretty good on. I got an 18 out of 21 on the multiple choice.
Okay.
But I don't know how I did on the FRQ, which is the free response question. I think I did pretty good, though.
Okay.
Am I going too fast?
You were talking really fast in that sentence.
I'm going, James, I'm going James Charles on y'all.
But it's okay. Let's see, what do I have? Yeah, I'm not behind on any assignments. But tomorrow, we don't have first, second, or third period, right?
Tomorrow's Friday. I thought today was Wednesday.
Hmm. Yeah, so we were going to film Wednesday just to get ahead, but...
Tater Nader wasn't feeling it.
She wasn't feeling it, so we were just trying to get ahead, but...
I think doing it today was a better decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like... Yesterday, I was not in the right mindset. I did not want to get up.
Yeah.
I was just laying on her bed, and I was like, nope.
Yeah, we originally came in here, and we're like, okay, we're going to film. I set up the microphone and stuff, and she lays down, and she's like, I'm not in the mood. And I was like, okay.
I feel like usually it's Jess that's like,
Yesterday
it was Yeah, you. Yesterday was me. Or like Jess is like, but what are we going to talk about? And I just have all these ideas, and then yesterday I was just like, no.
No. But yeah, tomorrow... School will be calm. We don't have first, second, or third period. We don't start till 12, right?
But we have lunch. I have mock trial.
Oh, you have mock trial.
Mm-hmm. That sucks. Guys, I'm doing... Wait, did I tell... Did
I think you mentioned something.
I'm doing mock trial, and this is my first time doing it. And all the kids that are doing... Well, not... I think all of the kids that are doing it in my high school group, they did it in eighth grade, but I didn't do it. And, Thoughts? Hold on. I need to collect my thoughts.
It's your first time.
Yeah, it's my first time doing it, and it's in 17 days, and I'm the defendant, and I'm a little overwhelmed because, for one, I don't even know how this thing works. Well, I mean, I kind of have an idea, but I haven't experienced it, and, like, I gotta fight my case, and I gotta defend myself. Basically, I'm getting charged for...
I don't know what the case is. I haven't heard anything.
It's called People versus Karate. It's People v. Karate, actually. And I don't feel like going into it. It stresses me out.
Have you learned more of your, like, statement thing? What's it called?
Yeah. It's called either... Well, one of my teachers calls it a testimony, and another one calls it... just, like, your statement.
Your statement.
So, I think the testimony is more like what you're gonna say, like... when you're being examined, like during the actual, mock trial.
Yeah.
And I think just like the statement is like what they have printed out for you.
Okay.
Guys, very special week this week. The Bachelorette started.
Yes.
We were going to talk about it.
Yeah. In our trailer, we talked about how we love like the reality shows and stuff. So normally when it's Bachelor, Bachelorette, time of the year, Tati will normally sleep over Tuesday night because that's when it is.
I thought it wasn't Tuesday. It Monday. I have always thought it was Monday.
What I think I don't know. It might change, but anyway, the night of the show normally Tati will sleep over because the episodes are pretty long and they're pretty later. Late. So yeah, Tati
they,
slept
they
over.
They end at like 10, but it's nice because we try to be ready for bed before the show starts. So when the show's over, we can just go to sleep. Cause like when you lay down watching TV. That late at night, you get pretty tired and sleepy. So I actually got 10 hours of sleep on Monday. It was fantastic. Monday. Yeah, because we fell asleep at like 10:30 and I woke up at like... Tuesday.
Yes.
What was I saying? Oh, I fell asleep at 10:30. We were watching Unexpected on TLC. That's a good show. And I woke up at 7:30.
Yeah, we did, like, or you woke up, my mom woke you up, huh?
Yeah, she gave me a little rub and she
Dang,
said...
Dang, I stayed up later than you that night watching the show. Mm-hmm. I think I went to bed at, like,
Unexpected 11. Is basically this show about teens who get pregnant, and it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They're crazy. They're just, like...
I couldn't imagine that.
No, I know, huh? Oh, and it's, like, I don't even know.
It's
entertaining to watch.
It's interesting, but it's also, like... What the heck? Like this is weird.
Child, you are a child, and you're gonna have a child, but it's okay.
Yeah, so back to The Bachelorette. It's a new season. It started on Tuesday, and I know the AC is going hard. We're cold.
That's okay, though. Tati usually I'm shivered. Hot, so I'm just gonna go with it.
Yeah, so it's a new season with Claire Crawley, and
it's different than most because she's 39 years old.
She is one of the,
so she seems a little bit more desperate.
Yeah, she's wasn't she on another season?
That kind of sounded mean.
Yeah, that was very mean.
It's okay. I mean, I would want a husband too if I was 39.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But no, this season, like, you know how they give like a clip of like the overall, like the main drama things that happen? That seems pretty
crazy.
Pretty crazy. So we'll see. But I mean, I also read a spoiler. I'm not going to say anything because I don't know if you guys listen or not. Or watch the show, but it's gonna get crazy. Huh? I read like one of Reality Steve's spoilers.
I've never heard of Reality
Steve. He's the one that like finds all the details out, and like he's pretty spot on. How is
he allowed to?
He's always spot on every season.
But how is he allowed to?
I don't know.
Okay.
You want to go ask him?
Yeah, I'll call him up right now.
Okay. Just kidding. Anyway, I read one of the spoilers, and it seems like it's gonna take a turn.
There's already drama,
and it's gonna get heated.
Well, obviously there's drama, but like, it was kind of,
I wasn't expecting it the first episode with her.
Yeah, I know. And like all the well, okay, I've never watched The Bachelorette, so this should be interesting because all these men are competitive, and they're men. I mean, girls, like, they're very dramatic and stuff. There's different factors for each of them. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like the guys, like, I feel like a fight's gonna break out at one point or something.
No, yeah.
Has a fight ever happened?
I've only watched one other season of Bachelorette, and it was Hannah Brown's season, but I only watched the last few. And when things got heated, like, you could tell, like, there was...
They wanted to fight each other. Yeah, Jess likes one guy. I only like one guy because he's really funny. His name is Easy. He has a good humor. I feel like...
Tati doesn't find any of them attractive.
I don't find a lot of these guys attractive. I feel like when you watch a show or a movie, you kind of lower your standards. Like, I feel like I lower mine and I'd be like, oh, okay, he's cute. But then I'm like, is he actually cute? For the movie, yeah, he's pretty cute. That's like what I think in my head.
See, I'm not like that. Like, I think...
I don't think any of the guys are cute.
I do.
I feel like personality, they're like sweet and stuff, but I'm not like...
No, yeah, like Easy, like his first, like, he's really funny. He was just like cracking jokes. I feel like
some of the guys are like really nice. I'm like, aw, how cute.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I kept saying...
He's so hot.
I kept saying like, aw, cute, but that's because like, aw, like... They're being cute to her, you know what I mean?
I think I personally like Bachelor seasons more.
Yeah, Bachelor, that's like the original thing. Yeah. So it's like, ooh, girls, all these girls.
No, yeah, so I like Claire because I know she's kind of there for the right intentions and stuff, but she's just, she can be rude. Like, you can just
but
tell.
But she, remember,
she will snap.
You remember, quote unquote, Claire Crawley, you gotta show up.
You gotta show up.
She kept, I don't know how many people said that the other day. Like, oh, she showed up. Like, yeah, obviously she did show up. She got tested for coronavirus. She got negative. And yeah, she did show up. Because she does want a husband. I keep getting the chills.
Get a blanket.
Nah, I'm good.
What was I gonna say? I had something I was gonna say. But I forgot.
We were talking about showing up.
I was gonna say, like, when it, just get a blanket. You're annoying me how you're shivering. I was gonna say how, like, when it comes to the first roast ceremony, and like, because I don't know if you guys have ever watched The Bachelorette or Bachelor. The first night it's like the cocktail party and they just go around and all talk, but I feel bad for the people because she got caught up in drama. She wasn't able to talk to everyone, so she kind of like had to eliminate them, so I feel so bad for those people because they went through so much to get on that show.
They had a quarantine for 14 days alone, and I don't know, because you know how when you go on those shows they take your phone, so I don't know if they let them have their phone while they were quarantined. Well, yeah, because that guy texted.
Yeah,
but
no, I think that was what made me really sad, because like they went through all that and then the first night they're gone.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of crazy.
But I mean, yeah.
It's kind of crazy because, oh, when they're, like, showing all the guys that are getting roses and, like, who's left is, like, oh, there's that many people?
Yeah, it's crazy. What, 30 men? Is that what it was?
I don't know. I feel like there was, like, 40 women last year. I want to look it up now just because I need the statistics.
Last year, Tati and I watched Peter's season, and that was a pretty good season.
I liked the girls on that season.
I did, too. There was
31 men.
31 men. Wow. That's crazy.
No, I would not want to be around all those men. Wow. 31 men? The only woman? Well, I mean, obviously, there's, like, the people who, like, help and stuff, producers and stuff like that, but in the actual show? No.
Yeah. For this week's episode, we don't really have, like, a main topic.
As you can tell,
we're kind of just, it's just a super chatty, Tati couldn't really think of anything to talk about.
No, I couldn't. I feel like I was on a roll thinking of topics, like, the past couple weeks.
I wanted to share something that happened to me.
Okay, go ahead. I'm gonna look for some funny questions to answer.
So, like, what day was it? What day did we have practice last?
Monday.
Was it? No.
Yeah.
When did we have?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Anyway, Tuesday, Tati had softball at our school, and I was supposed to have volleyball that day, but I thought we were at, like, our park. So I drove to the park, and I was waiting there for a while, and then I was like, where is everyone? And I didn't realize that our practice wasn't there, so then I had to zoom over to our school, but I made it on time, so. But it was embarrassing, because I was just sitting in my car, and I was, like, the only high school girl there. And then I was like, oop, well, I'm in the wrong spot.
Hey, Jess, I'm going to ask you a question. What's your biggest pet peeve? Oh, you should talk about, I already know what you're going to say, and you should elaborate on that.
Misophonia?
Yes.
Okay, so if you guys know me, I have misophonia, and if you don't know what misophonia is, it's like any sound, like snoring.
Like ASMR type stuff.
Snoring, crunching, just people smacking. It drives me insane, and I have like a freak out. So if someone, that looks so nice.
Sorry.
Like, I can't sleep if someone's snoring next to me. Mm-hmm. But yes, that's my biggest pet peeve.
Or like, if you chew and you're chomping, she'll like hit you.
Last night, she was, or the other night when
I was really digging into my ice
My
cream.
Mom made, no.
Oh, nachos.
And she was crunching on chips.
Chips are crunchy.
Even my brother and my mom said she was really munching on those chips.
They were good, okay?
Tati's normally good with eating around me because she knows I get annoyed. But the chips the other night, that was to another
okay,
level.
Okay, chips are supposed to be crunchy.
I get it's chips, but you were, like, eating the whole thing, like, and it was loud.
You gotta get it all in one bite.
No, you don't. That's another pet peeve. I hate when people try fitting a bunch of food in their mouth and then it's all like,
dang, your whole family was making fun of me.
Yeah, we did. My mom mentioned it last night.
Oh, last night?
When I went to Albertson.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, I was like, she was
good. Dang, grubbing. So y'all do talk about me behind my back. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, no, she was driving back and she was like, oh my, Tati eating those chips. She's like, well, at least I know that they were pretty good because she was munching on them.
Oh, they were not just pretty good. They were delicious.
Yeah, so she made like, it was kind of like a create your own nacho. She had like cheese and what was it? Chicken you could put on it. What was
brisket?
Brisket.
Wait, beans. No, was it brisket?
Some type of brisket steak thing.
Was it brisket?
I don't know.
Wait. I mixed a brisket with the pulled one.
No, it was not pulled pork. It was brisket.
Oh, then it was brisket.
And we had, like, what were the other toppings? Jalapenos.
I was plain, though. I just had mine with beans, brisket, chicken, and cheese. Mm-hmm. And it was good.
What else did I put on mine?
You put salsa.
Oh, I put salsa and
fun guacamole. Fact, I hate salsa.
Tati doesn't, yeah.
It's not because, like, it's too spicy or anything. It's just, like, ooh, like, all those seeds and, ooh. They're, like, salsa where there's, like, actual tomato pieces and, ooh,
no. I love chunky, like, salsa.
So, you know what that means? I eat my tacos. I eat my tacos plain. Speaking of tacos, guys, my cousin's birthday party was so fun last week.
Oh, yeah. Tati's aunt has, like, a really good taco man.
Lady.
Well, the man comes, too.
But the lady does. I feel like the lady does most of the work. Yeah.
Anyway, and she's always at their parties and stuff.
Well, actually, we just
started recently, hiring, yeah. She's been doing the food. But, it was funny. We were, Tati's cousin Sarah had her birthday, and...
Fun.
It was really fun.
It was really fun. And then
we were dancing a lot.
But,
the taco lady, we were like, you're gonna have our orders memorized.
Yeah, because she came like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Well, if we're looking back from last week, she had come like 2 weeks before that. And then she came last week. And then my cousin's birthday party, my cousin Andrew, he's turning 8. And then his
birthday is...
He's going to have the taco lady, too. The taco couple. We're going to call them the taco couple.
Taco couple.
And they have bomb aguas frescas.
Oh, yeah. They're so good. What was the one that we had?
It's like strawberry. Yeah. I think it's just strawberry. It's so good.
We got... Was it yesterday we got aguas frescas?
No, it's on Tuesday.
It was on Tuesday.
The day I was munching on my chips.
We went to, like, the meat market, the local meat market by my house, and... We got them.
You didn't finish yours.
I didn't finish mine because, I got, like, watermelon something, but I let it sit for a while.
So it, like, separated, huh?
It got separated, and, like, it was so pulpy, it kind of grossed me out.
Yeah.
Did you find any questions?
No, I didn't, but I was going to talk about Sarah's party just because it was really fun. Sarah was having a great time, and she was dancing. And it was really funny. At one point, she's, like, dancing with a broom. And I took a video of her.
Funny videos
I
know, from yeah. That.
I took a video of her and I, like, put the camera on me. I was like, my new cleaning lady.
Yeah, because she was like, what song was it? It was some Spanish song.
I don't even know. But it was really funny. And there was a mechanical bull.
Oh, yeah.
I was so sore the next day. I went on that, like, 3 times. And Jess took a video of me once, but that was, like, my worst round, I think. I was squeezing my legs on the bull, which is, like, what you're not supposed to do.
It's supposed to be
and
loose.
The next, up until, like, maybe yesterday, or no, Tuesday, I was so sore. Yeah, my inner thighs were so sore. And then my mom went on it, too.
Tati was trying to get me on it, but I didn't go on.
Yeah, baby. Her and my dad didn't go on it. I think you guys were the only ones that didn't go on it.
I didn't want to get hurt. Oh, I don't want to get hurt.
We were on, it was fine.
Whatever.
I think about it, I think everyone besides you and my dad went on it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Well, my dad has like an ongoing injury.
Did Sarah's mom go on it?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. She didn't go on it either. Oh, neither did her dad. Mm-mm. Or her sister. Mm-mm. But the rest went on it, and it was really fun. My mom, she actually like... She, when she got whipped one time, she, like, hit her hand on the bull, and then
her
knuckle got,
swollen.
It was so funny.
It was so funny. Tati's aunt, she's kind of short.
Kind of. She's only about, like, 4'8", 4 feet, 8 inches.
Anyway.
Just 4 feet,
and
8 inches.
If you've, like, ever gone on a mechanical bull, it's pretty...
They're tall.
They're tall, yeah. And, like, it's on, like, a jumper thing. So it was funny watching...
She literally had to get lifted up, I think.
Yeah, your brother had to...
He had to hoist her up.
Yeah.
It was really funny,
that
though.
That was funny.
When I went on it, you kind of just have to take, like, a running start at it. And it was... Oh, it was fun. I think that was probably one of my favorite parties. But at this my cousin's birthday party, we have a game truck coming. And although I'm sure his couple of friends are going to be playing on it, I'm going to make sure I get my turn to play Fortnite.
Mm-hmm. I was never a big fan of Fortnite.
I feel like you never had the chance to, like, actually get into it, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. Like, you'd play it once, and then, like,
you wouldn't. I played mobile a couple times with, like, you and...
Mobile is not fun. Yeah,
I know. What else would I play it on?
John's PS4?
I don't know how to work that thing. I don't like video games.
See, you gotta learn. I learned how to play on a...
My parents don't like me playing video games because then I'll get hooked, and then I won't do homework or anything. Hmm. They're getting like that with Among Us. They're like, you're playing that dumb game again? They're getting mad, so that's why I haven't been playing it as much. I've been trying to not. I don't like video games, see?
And that is on addiction. Just kidding. I love video games. I wish I had more time for it.
I could.
I played Animal Crossing a lot, or I had just got Minecraft, but I don't really know how to play it. Kind of a shame, but I wanted to learn how to play it, and I played Fortnite, like...
Yeah, I'm not that big of a gamer. I'd rather just scroll through TikTok.
Yeah, I became a gamer girl. Just kidding. I'm not really a gamer girl, but I was considering myself that during the quarantine. Or, you did like, the play summer. Video
games a lot.
I did play it a lot, but it was fun because I was playing with, like, one of my friends, and we'd play Fortnite together, and, like, talking to them is just really fun while playing.
It was, yeah. I realized that during quarantine, you started playing Fortnite a lot. Mm-hmm. But, like, you were talking to someone,
I would look forward to that. Like, yeah. Me and Riley, we would play.
It's different than playing, like, while FaceTime, or, like, just FaceTiming each other, you know?
Me and Riley would play, and, like, I would look forward to it, because that's when we'd have, like, our conversation, too. Like, it wouldn't just be, like, game talk.
Yeah. And, like, you were doing something other than just staring at your phone, talking, mm-hmm. having a conversation.
I wish I had more time for it. I was actually thinking about that earlier. I was like, man, I haven't played Fortnite with Riley in a while. I miss it. But then I was like, can I play it tonight? And I was like, no, priorities.
What do we...
I don't know. I don't have anything else. I'm talked out.
Look at my aunt started following me on Instagram.
Okay.
She must have just got Instagram.
That's funny. My Nino followed me on Instagram a couple days ago, and I couldn't even... Oh, that's cute. That's a cute pic. Oh, it disappeared.
Okay, shout out. Shout out. I don't know if you listen. Hi. I followed you back.
My Nino followed me, and I was like, who's this? And then he's like, oh, I followed you on Instagram. Because his username was, like, something kind of... It wasn't weird, but it was, like, anonymous, if that makes sense. Like, he doesn't have his name in it. But,
I kind of want to talk about this.
Okay, fine.
So, the other day, before Tati's... Sarah's birthday...
I looked real cute. I just gotta say that.
Tati had a very nice outfit on, and she put a lot of time in coming up with it or whatever. So we took pictures, or I took pictures of her, and she posted some of them on Instagram, and she tagged me in the comment or in the picture. So I got all of her notifications, and if you go to, like, my activity feed, there's everyone's comments that I also follow that we have, like, mutual friends. And it's funny because my phone was blowing up because of Tati's post. Jess,
she kind of looks like her.
Oh, she does.
Crazy. Okay.
Crazy.
I think I'm conversationed out today. But really? Which is fine. We're about like 30 minutes in. I think it's pretty good.
28.
It's a little short of an episode, but it's okay. We still have to go eat our lunch.
Oh yeah, we do. It's fine, Elise. Yeah, it's fine if I'm late to my next class.
No.
It's fine.
You can't let him hear that. Oh, it's fine. The cord fell.
The cord.
Probably made a noise. I'm sorry.
I don't know. We need to have someone tell us if, like, we actually hear the cord.
Well, I listen. Sometimes I do hear it. Oh.
Wow, she's shaking the table a lot.
It's okay. I'm sorry. The episode's gonna end right now anyways. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Definitely hyper.
Remember, we have our Twitter.
We haven't posted anything because we still only have, like, 5 followers.
That's okay. If you're listening, go over there because it'll really help us come up with ideas. I know we could.
And but if you're too scared to post something on your Twitter replying to us, you can then DM us. Yeah.
DM us on Instagram or...
or Twitter.
Twitter, yeah. Anything like that. I think that's it. We're going to go eat our...
Caesar salad.
Our Caesar salad and have our last two classes and then off to practice.
Mm-hmm.
The normal day.
Yep.
The normal day. But, yep, I hope you guys have a good day and good rest of your day.
We'll start talk to your you day next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Bye,
peace
y'all.
Peace out. Bye.